The wilder, the pretend, the richer, the results. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The wilder the pretend, the richer the returns. How wild can you pretend about pretending? Are you a wonderful child about pretending? Are you a person who can pretend vividly and dramatically and dynamically and wonderfully? If you are, the more magic you are, the more exciting you are as a pretender, the more interesting are the results of your pretending. When little children pretend, they pretend without any fanfare. They just pretend. They pretend that they are cowboys and Indians. They pretend that they are a mayor of a city. They pretend that they're an astronaut. They pretend all sorts of wonderful things. And in their mind, in their activity, in their life, in their affairs, they are just that. Now, if you come up to a child who says that he is an astronaut, he will act like an astronaut. He will talk like an astronaut. He will be like that as far as he can conceive it to be. And so it is for him. And if you tell him that he's not an astronaut, he'll say, "You can't see very well, can you?" "I'm an astronaut." The wilder we can pretend, the greater are our results. It all depends on how well we have in our mind our desire. Because the wilder the pretense, the richer the results. The more imaginative we are toward our pretending, the more significant is the result of our pretending. If we can pretend that we are Bill Gates, for instance, a very wealthy man, and we think, "Wow, wouldn't it be wonderful to be so wealthy?" And then we stop and consider what it means to us. Well, we say mundane, it means we don't have to work. It means we don't have to go to school. It means we don't have to make our bed. It means we don't have to do the silly little things that are every day. We'll have maid service. We'll have when we have lots of money, we can hire everything done and have everybody else do it. And you know, life gets duller and duller and duller when you have everyone else doing your living for you. So, really, when a person has wild pretend dreams, the dreams are not in being served. The dreams are not in having other people do things for you. But the dreams are, how are you going to express the magic, the imagination, the wonder, the dreams that you have in you? Are you going to build a better mousetrap? Are you going to create a better computer? Are you going to do more magical software that can do things that are just unimaginable at the moment? Are you going to reach out into the infinity of all and grasp all of the things that your imagination can comprehend and even not comprehend and put them to work for yourself? You see, dreamers pretend. Entrepreneurs pretend. Scientists pretend. Yes, scientists pretend. A scientist often asks himself, "What if? What if these conditions were met? What would happen? What if two animals were put together that were not bonded normally? How would they respond? How would their genes act one with the other? Would they destroy one another? Would they work as companions to one another? How would it be if you took gold and you found some creative, hey, you can do this, create some sort of a gadget that will just sort of absorb the gold from the ground for your benefit, and it absorbs the gold in its purest, beautifulest form, Nothing has to be done to take off the dross of the gold, because it is just glorious and beautiful and perfect. Yes. Can you imagine that? Well, would you believe it? Many, many scientists around the world are thinking of just those things. Many scientists are working for one dream, and in the process, they're opening up Pandora's box of many other dreams. They're opening up chemical reactions and chemical responses, and they're waking up how things can be done. And their one dream just jumps and leaps and dances into all sorts of other dreams. And this is their imagination. This is their pretend. They say, now let's just pretend that if I put, no, I'm not even going to pretend. I'm going to put these two chemicals together and see what happens. I'm going to put these animals all together in a cage and see what happens and make them be compatible with one another. I'm going to, and you try all sorts of experiments. Scientists are the greatest experimenters you can imagine, the greatest dreamers. Einstein told us that imagination is the key to all learning, all wisdom, all knowledge. And it's true. It's true. When we let our imagination go, our imagination says, sure, why not? Let's give it a try. Why not? There's nothing impossible in this world. And the wilder our imagination is, the wilder our pretending is, the more significant, the richer our response is, the richer our results are. It's so fantastic and so glorious and so beautiful. Little children enjoy this every moment of their life, and they're the ones who are blessed by it, I tell you. They're the ones who are blessed. And adults, we say, oh, come on now, be reasonable, be responsible, take response on this thing. And in our first lesson on the art and science of wholeness at the University of Healing, we say, God has no judgment. God is not reasonable. These things are not so. God is the infinite unreasonableness of the universe, the infinite expression of all the imagination, all the possibilities that could ever be that haven't even been. And the divine truly is that. The divine knows no bounds. And the divine doesn't pretend. The divine knows it already is all that it thinks about. So when you and I are thinking about anything, it already exists. We don't have to pretend too hard, because whatever comes to our thought, whatever comes to our imagination, whatever comes to our dreaming, it already exists. And we have the privilege of being the thinker that perhaps is going to bring it forth into manifestation on this planet at this time in this way. Our Leonardo da Vinci, various beautiful artists and thinkers of ancient centuries, they thought of things and they drew pictures of things that were not yet in their environment, not yet in their century, not yet in their expression. But they drew, for instance, Leonardo, he drew a picture of a diving bell, and he had no way to get air down into that diving bell. He had no way of getting himself down to that diving bell and having the diving bell up and down and having it strong enough to take the pressure. And the diving bell that he had, he just put in there, and there it was. He thought of a gyrocopter, airplane, something that could fly. He thought of all sorts of beautiful things that were a few steps before its time. But were they a few steps before its time, or did someone just not take the time to take that dream, to take that that experience, to take that pretend and bring it forth into an expression in his time, in his place, in his world? Are you going to be the person who brings forth your pretends, your imagination, your dreams, your life into whatever it is that you want for yourself right now? Are you going to do that? Are you going to have that in your world right now? Are you going to have that activity, that life, that magic in your world right now? Are you going to have it where you are right now? You can. It only means that if you're going to have it right now, if you're going to have it in this moment, in this lifetime, in this dimension, then the wilder the pretend, the richer the results. The wilder you pretend your dreams, the richer the dreams result in being manifest in your life. Bill Gates dreamed of ideas for software. That was his thought. And Steve Jobs dreamed of his idea of beautiful gadgets that people had no interest in, no reason for, but he had the dream of those beautiful gadgets and he wanted to bring them forth, and he did. And Picasso, with his paintings, as crazy and idiotic and outrageous as they were, unlike a photograph, certainly, and yet people pretended that they saw meaning in there, and that they saw significance in there. And Picasso, he realized that painters don't have to be poor. And so he just created people wanting his paintings, and he became quite wealthy. Yes, whatever the wild pretending that we do is, the wilder the pretending, the richer those results are in our life. What dream do you have in your mind, in your heart, in your life right now that you would like to bring forth? What just fleeting thought passes through your mind from moment to moment? And this happens in any age, in any sex. It just doesn't matter, man, woman, child. It fleets through our mind. And we say, oh, yes, oh. And we have dreams. We call them dreams because they are not realized. And yet all expression is but a realized dream. All that we know, all that we see, all that we are is a realized dream. A dream that has come forth because we had the idea that we could take and live our wild dream, pretend our wild dream, and the wilder the dream, the more exciting, and the more we kept it to ourselves, which was the best thing to do. And we kept it to ourselves, and we dreamed it to ourselves, and we loved it for ourselves, and we thought, hey, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. Yes, the wilder the pretend, the richer the results. Pretend today whatever imaginative thing has fleet-footed through your imagination, through your thought system. And turn it over, look it around, check it over. See whether it perhaps is something that might turn you on, something that might make your life a little more exciting, a little more revealing, a little more fun to be with. It can. It's just a matter of, where is our dream? Where is our life? What is it that makes us feel better? What is it that makes us feel 10 feet tall? What is it that we want to pretend about the most? Because we want to take it from the pretending to the revealed. And we can do that in a simple, wonderful way, by taking our wildest pretension, our wildest dream, our wildest pretending, and let it reveal itself in our life today. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. And I know you do too. And I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. I love me, I love me, I love me. And I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a wonderful day of pretending and pretend the wildest pretense you could ever imagine, and watch it reveal itself in your life, in your world, as the most natural thing that, of course, I always knew that. How about that? Have a good day.